Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
We want all the class of 2020 valedictorians to shine, and that's why we're giving over our microphones so they can make their speeches. It's Anna and Raven.
Everybody deserves to have their moment. We can hand over a few of ours to the valedictorian from local high schools.
Absolutely. Siddharth Jain is the valedictorian of Shelton High School. Good morning, Siddharth. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Congratulations. Did you know you were going to be named the valedictorian?
So I knew that my class rank was first right before schools closed, mm-hmm. but then I was really pleased to see it official finally when they announced it.
That's got to give you a lot of anxiety, right? Like now all this unprecedented stuff happens. You're home. You almost have it, but you don't know what everybody else is doing at home trying to jumpstart their status, right?
Right, somebody could have hacked that thing like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The code was pencil. Pencil could have determined whether or not he was valedictorian. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
So where are you off to next?
So I'm going to be attending Yale University in the fall, and I'll be studying data science and economics there.
Great work.
So smart, Siddharth. Are your parents so excited? Are they so pumped? Are they so proud of you?
Oh, very, yes. They're both jumping out of their seats when they found out.
Where did you apply to school besides Yale?
So I applied to University of Michigan, Georgia Tech, UC Berkeley, UCLA, MIT, UNC Chapel Hill, and UConn.
Did you get into everywhere?
I mean, literally just applying to all those schools. I'm proud of you already, man.
All of those ones other than MIT.
Forget MIT. They don't know what they're missing. That's for sure.
Thank you.
Why did you... So I always say this story because like whenever people tell me they didn't get into the school they wanted to go to, I got rejected from my top three choices and only got into my safety. So that...
And three career choices later.
And everything turned out okay. But I think Yale is probably going to be all right. I think you'll be all right there.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I'm really excited. I've started talking to a couple kids there and... I'm really excited to go on campus.
Why did you decide to stay in Connecticut, which is great? I mean, besides, obviously, Yale is one of the best universities in the world. But
don't they make you president automatically if you go to Yale?
Besides that, why did you decide to stay close to home?
I think it would be really easy. So I know I'd be really busy on campus anyway, so I wouldn't feel like I'm so close to home. And then if I ever do need anything or want to come home for a weekend, it'd be pretty easy for a three-day weekend or Thanksgiving to come home, see my family, and then quickly go back.
Mom, handle this Ivy League laundry, yo. Siddharth, when you look back on your time at Shelton High, like what's kind of the stuff that you'll never forget?
Oh, I loved my 4 years at Shelton High. I think one of the big things that I always looked forward to was the football games. Every Friday night, Finn Stadium was so loud, so energetic. Our entire class, all four grades, used to get together and have a blast.
What are you going to miss most?
I think just being able to talk to a lot of the friends that I saw on a daily basis. That's something that I'm missing during quarantine, too. There are a lot of people that in between classes you see in some of your classes that you just talk to face-to-face, but you're not as close and texting or social media and being able to see all these fun teachers and classmates and interacting with them on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
Well, we're very excited to hear your speech, and that's going to be coming up next with Anna and Raven. Siddharth Jain is a senior at Shelton High School, and he is the valedictorian of the class of 2020. It's Anna and Raven. Siddharth, we talked a little earlier. You're headed to Yale, which is exciting. Your parents are super proud, as obviously any parent would be.
Remember me when you're president, dog. I need a good job.
What do you have to say to your family right now?
Thank you so much just for everything, all the support the past 4 years. I know it's been crazy busy, and before I got my license, they used to drive me around all day, from morning, from one place to the other place to the other place, all 7 days of the week. And thank you for their support and giving me the opportunity to pursue all these advanced learning opportunities outside of school as well.
What are you majoring in again at Yale?
I'm going to be doing data science and economics.
And what do you want to be when you... I laugh because I feel like no matter what you say, I won't really understand what it means. But what are you going to be when you grow up?
Wait for it. Now I get to watch your forehead explode.
Yeah, I want to do something in quantitative analytics. So whether that's data analysis for hedge funds and stock market or for in the medical field, something like that.
You're going to open up a mathematical black hole in the middle of a classroom for time travel, obviously.
You lost me at quantitative, but you know what? We wish you all the best. And here you go. This is what Siddharth Jain has prepared for the class of 2020 Shelton High School.
Hi, everyone. I'm Siddharth, the senior from Shelton, Connecticut. I'm super grateful for my 4 years at Shelton High, and I've enjoyed every minute of it, from football games to spirit weeks to hanging out with friends during our four-minute passing time. Shelton High has supported all of my endeavors, including pursuing advanced courses outside of school, becoming a class officer, and leading my robotics team to the World Championships. During the current pandemic, I'm involved with Telehealth Access for Seniors, a nonprofit working to provide elderly patients with camera-enabled devices for telehealth appointments. To the class of 2020, I know this isn't the senior spring we expected, but we must be resilient during these unprecedented times. During quarantine, we have learned to be adaptable and never take anything for granted. Take this time to connect with new people and form a community distant but together. We're going to come out of this pandemic stronger than before. Shelton Strong.
Congratulations to Siddharth and all the graduating class at Shelton High School. If you're the valedictorian of your class, we want to hear from you too. Head to annaandraven.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.